Welcome back, everybody. Today is day three of our Lenten preparation with St. Alphonsus Liguori, and we are meditating on what today?
Day number three. I don't know what it's called, but day number three. So here's what stood out in the readings to us.
God compares sinners to a stormy sea. The wicked are like the raging sea, which cannot rest.
So peace comes from those who are in friendship with Christ. And when we're out of friendship with Christ, there is no peace. And this image of the raging sea, do you remember how prior to children, we went on all these beautiful fishing trips up in northern Saskatchewan?
Yes, with our friends.
Yeah.
It was glorious.
It was glorious. Because we're up in isolation, really, miles and miles and miles from, well, 5-hour drive from the nearest Walmart.
Yeah.
And you're out on a lake and you don't see another soul. And we're walking on islands that maybe no other person has walked on before, potentially. There was one particular fishing trip where there was no wind for, I don't know, 3 or 4 days. And we're always cutting across this massive lake to go fishing on the other side. And then we'd always go along the shoreline in case the wind would come up and then it would be too rough out in the open waters. But on this one particular day, I was driving the boat and I thought, let's cut right across it. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do actually.
And we cut right through the middle, hoping that the wind would not come up. And it didn't. It was perfectly calm. We're riding that lake. It was glass. And in the middle of the lake, I cut the motor. And we came to this sliding stop. And everyone's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? What happened? What happened? Because we're a long way from shore. And like, I killed the motor, turned it off. Can we just sit in silence? And there we did in our boat with our friends. And we just sat in silence. And around us was this huge glass of water. The glass reflecting the beautiful sky above and the distant shoreline. Like there was not a ripple upon the water. And I felt like that was such a peaceful moment. I think back to that.
I think you even cried. You thought it was so beautiful.
It's true. I get so fueled by something like that. And isn't that like our souls? When we're at peace with God, what happens? We reflect His goodness. But when we are in turmoil and out of friendship, in sin, what happens? It's a raging sea inside of us and we don't reflect goodness. We reflect the vices that rise up in our life. We hurt other people. And who reflects the goodness of God the best? It's Mary. Mm-hmm. In fact, some of the spiritual writers in the church, we talk about Mary as the moon because the moon receives the light from the sun and then reflects it upon the earth. She only gives what she has received. And isn't this true also for the Christian life? We can only give what we have received because what we have on our own is a raging sea. So another section that really stood out to me was the area of mortification. Check this out.
Quoting St. Andrew Avellini, "He who wishes to advance in perfection should begin zealously to mortify the appetite. It is impossible, says St. Gregory, to engage in the spiritual conflict without the previous subjugation of the appetite."
So here we have the spiritual writers reminding us of the necessity of fasting. If we want to be victorious in the spiritual battle, we got to fast. It's not enough simply to pray.
Right.
Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 6? He says, when you pray, not if you pray. So we know to be in a disciple of Jesus, we need to pray. But then later on, he teaches them the Our Father. And right after that, he says, when you fast, not if you fast. Jesus presumed that if we were going to be a disciple of his, we were both praying and fasting. Mm-hmm. And so the church has picked up this discipline right from the very beginning. Right. To engage in that spiritual combat and be victorious, we need to fast. Mm-hmm. And we also have, I believe, in Matthew 17, the apostles are trying to cast this demon out of the woman. Or a little boy, I can't remember the situation. They're trying to cast a demon, and a demon won't go. Don't you hate that when it happens? And they're trying to cast the demon out. Jesus comes to them after and says, very truly I tell you, if you had the faith of a mustard seed, you would tell the mountain to move and it would move. But this kind cannot go out except through prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So friends, there's going to be moments in our life, mountains, that will not move unless we both pray and fast.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I once heard this quote where it says that prayer without fasting is like sending an injured soldier into war. He's easily defeated. Maybe you've heard something like that before.
I always think about prayer and fasting like a spiritual nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
When they're put together. things go boom.
Yeah.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. Quoting St. Francis de Sales, some, like beasts, appear to live only for the gratification of the palate.
So food is not bad, but it becomes a stumbling block when it becomes our sole source of comfort.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like me. I struggle with food. Quoting St. Bernard, on seeing Adam forget his God and his eternal salvation for the momentary gratification of his palate, the beasts of the fields, if they could have spoken, would say, "Behold, Adam is becoming one of us."
So here we say sin is inhuman. It's not normal to sin. God did not create us for sin. So sin is a beastly response to this life.
Hence, St. Catherine of Siena used to say that without mortifying the taste, it is impossible to preserve innocence, since it was by the indulgence of his appetite that Adam fell. Ah, how miserable is the condition of those whose God is their belly.
So, friends, let's take our mortification of the palate seriously.
Mm-hmm.
The saints did, Jesus did, as an example to us.
Yep. And we're going to revisit this topic again tomorrow.
Yeah. Anything
and
else?
And probably the rest of Lent.
Anything else?
No, that's everything.
Okay. Thanks for watching, guys. God bless you.